Hello and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan, and today we're going to talk about radically distinct self-worth. The reason we're going to talk about this concept is because I'm getting ready to speak to 80 women at an organization in Olympia called the Junior League. And I was writing the keynote and I was thinking to myself that this would be really great content for the show. And I could also use the practice. So I decided I'm going to do a 4-part series that is all based around the keynote that I'm doing in a couple weeks. So I have I'm going to set the stage with this show. And then next week we're going to have a show that goes a little bit deeper. And then the next two shows after that are going to go a little bit deeper as well. So when I was thinking about this concept of self-worth, I was sort of looking for a way to, you know, some story that we could all relate to that would give us an idea for what it was like when we don't know, like when we don't have a strong sense of self-worth. And it dawned on me that not having a strong sense of self-worth is really the opposite of knowing what makes you radically distinct. So what I actually ended up doing was looking for a story that would best kind of conceptualize why it's so important to be radically distinct. So the story that I came upon is the story of the ugly duckling. The story of the ugly duckling is a story of a little bird that was born into a family of ducks, but he didn't look like the other ducks. And people, his, you know, peers, his brothers and sisters, thought he was ugly and told him so over and over again. And even his mother was quite concerned about this ugly duckling. And then as they went out and they interacted with the other animals in the barnyard, he was ridiculed for being an ugly duckling. So he grew up this awkward duck, not really knowing how to fit into his community and being sort of outcast. And I asked some of my friends, you know, what do they think what is the meaning of that story? And almost everybody pretty much decided that the meaning of that story is you might be an awkward young kid, but eventually you're going to grow up and you're going to spread your wings. So who you are today doesn't mean that's going to be who you are in the future. And although I think that the story is, you know, that's a pretty good, accurate conclusion to the story, I think that the story is really about what your life is like when you don't know who you are. Because when you don't know who you are, you're going to struggle to overcome conflict with people who really matter to you. You'll struggle to build relationships with people who really matter to you. You'll struggle to find communities who really appreciate and value you for the differences that you have. And therefore, you'll struggle to find support to create what it is that you want. And you'll also struggle to believe in yourself. And the problem with struggling to believe in yourself is that if you don't believe in yourself, then you're going to have a hard time taking action that is in your best interest. There's a common belief in marketing, which is that you need to differentiate or die. And this is because in a competitive marketplace, if you're not different, then you don't really have an edge to compete on. And if you don't have the ability to compete, then you're not going to be able to grow your business because the other competitors are going to edge you out. Well, as the story of the ugly duckling shows, it really isn't enough, actually, to be different, because just being different doesn't, like, nobody really cares. Like, great, you're different. You stand out. You have to be different in a way that other people care about. You have to be radically distinct, which means to know who you are and how your differences are distinctly valuable to a group of people. Only then do you have a voice in the world and have the ability then to speak up for yourself and proactively manage other people's perceptions. Only then do you know when a place is not a good fit for you so that you can walk away and go find a place that is. Find a tribe of people who value and appreciate your differences. And only then can you make decisions and take actions that are aligned to who you are and what you truly want, as opposed to what other people want for you. It's not enough to be different. The duckling was different. The ugly duckling was different. And he was ridiculed for that, which set him into a place of isolation. And he started to believe, in fact, that he was an ugly duckling, when in fact, he was not an ugly duckling. He was a baby swan. And the best thing that he did was that he left the family. He left the communities that didn't see him until he eventually found a place where he could spread his wings and fly. But it's not enough to be different today. You have to be you have to have the courage to be radically distinct, right? You have to have the courage to walk away from things that don't work if you really want to spread your wings and fly as you are meant to. So I want you to just sort of think about that for a second. Where have you been an ugly duckling? I mean, we've all been in a situation in our lives where we didn't fit in, where people weren't really understanding where we were coming from. And what did you do? Did you just get angry and upset and walk away? Did you try to push for your people to see you differently? Or did you have the words to communicate how they were incorrect of their perception of you so that you could change? So I just want you to take a second and reflect on where you've been an ugly duckling and how your life would be different in that moment and in every moment forward if you allowed yourself to be your radically distinct self. All right. So next week, we're going to go a little deeper into that, specifically around finding your voice. And then we'll have two more shows after that. If you like this show, please go on over to iTunes and rate and review the show. It'll really help us out and get more people listening in. If you aren't already following us on Instagram, follow us at Radically Distinct and tweet with me at Jen Morgan Brand. If you'd like to talk to me about your personal brand or if you have a business that you're trying to get to market, go on over to my website, jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, morgan.com. And until next time, my name is Jen Morgan, empowering you to be radically distinct.